You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this November 6th, 2025. It's a Thursday morning, another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota. From wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or listening or watching us on all those many other platforms that are out there, we appreciate you being right here. I got a question for you. Where do you think the economy will be 1 year from now? Actually, a little less than a year from now, right before the midterm elections in Wisconsin that are now under 1 year away. Will voters head to the polls in an economy that is better than where we are now, creating lots of jobs and middle-class pay hikes and lower inflation? Maybe it'll be about the same, kind of a slog, not a full-blown recession, but no big improvements either. Or next year around this time, are you thinking or trying not to think about a recession that has seemed to be right around the corner all year long? Which way do you think things will go in 2026? That's our question of the week in our Sunday morning newsletter, conveniently named Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. You can sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. But we'll also make it, what we'll do is we'll take that question of the week on Sundays and we'll turn it into our question of the day on Thursdays, because then on Friday I total it all up for the next Sunday newsletter to give the answers and to ask another question, because the cycle just repeats itself. So here it is. It's Thursday. That's our question of the day. Where's the economy going to be a year from now? Better, the same, or worse? I want to know your thoughts at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can also use the Civic Media app to call us, to text us, to leave a voice note, or you can use the comment sections for the Up North News or the Civic Media YouTube or Facebook pages. And in a couple of minutes, I'm going to share my thoughts on a new bill that got a hearing yesterday in the state capitol. It's a bill we've discussed previously about micromanaging women's health care, right down to the specific procedures that these politicians consider to be illegal abortions versus the ones that they say are okie dokie with them. Why are they in the exam rooms that way? We'll talk more about that very shortly. First, let you know what else is coming up for today. State Representative Greta Neubauer, the Assembly Democratic leader, will be joining us at the top of our 7 o'clock hour to talk about the government shutdown, the impact on Wisconsin families of the loss of SNAP benefits, the likely hike in health insurance costs, and what are the things that that they can do about it. I'll also ask her about the controversy at the Department of Public Instruction about investigating teacher misconduct, and what the state superintendent would like to do versus what Republican politicians would like to do. And can we try to find a non-political answer that puts the children first? First, to let you know that you can sign up for our daily newsletter at Up North News. Again, same address, upnorthnewswi.com. And Ellie Bordeaux puts that together for us, of course, every weekday morning, and has all kinds of news and features. And then tomorrow, you know, we had her on the show yesterday, and so she was already previewing what she's going to be asking in tomorrow's newsletter. And it's all about cheese curds. And so I think that's probably tomorrow's question of the day is, where do you get the best cheese curds? I know we've done that question sometime way in the past, but that'll be in tomorrow's newsletter. Today's newsletter includes an article about how Bikes for Kids Wisconsin is launching a grocery delivery program. You can learn all about that and more in our newsletter. Sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. Producing this fine program is one Parker Olson, who is standing by in Madison Studio A2, where I don't want to raise any static here, Parker.
Oh boy. But, Pat's about to start a riot.
No. Do you have static? I can calmly but annoyingly report that we're now at the point where when I stand up and touch something metal, you get that shock, and it's gonna, that's how things are gonna be for about the next 6 months. Have you noticed it yet?
I don't think I have noticed it yet. No. I'm lucky. I will say I've had some bad experiences with static, Pat.
You've had bad experiences?
Yes. There are, okay. They're in Whitewater. There was a set of tennis courts there.
Okay.
And they were like plastic. It was really weird. They were like this waffle tile thing instead of concrete.
Sure.
And it, you would run on it and rub your feet on it, all unintentionally. And then you might just accidentally hit the net and, or the fence.
The pole or fence, yeah.
And
that's not static electricity. That's Parks and Recreation trying to kill you.
That's what I think.
That's electrocution.
Yeah. That was messed up.
I mean, I know static electricity can be bad. I mean, Tony mentions on YouTube just now from up in Ashland, I shocked my dog last night.
Tony,
I remember that.
You can go to jail for that. Don't do that.
Dog would just, you know, flinch away like, why are you using your magical powers on me? Like, what was it, me? I'm not actually a wizard, you know? But yeah, we're getting to that time of year where for the whole rest of like the next 6 months, there's a floor-to-ceiling lamp kind of just off here. And it's the first thing I got to touch, because if I wait and touch something else, you know, like Sherry comes up and I hold her hand or whatever, boom, like no. So
your,
yeah,
love is electric, Pat.
Yes, I know. Alicia saying, I noticed sparks of static just this morning. Yep, that's the other thing. If you're the first one to wake up and you're the first one, it's still dark and you touch the doorknob to go into the bathroom or wherever, and you see that all light up and you're like, okay, that's not fun, you know. Thank goodness it's only a little tiny spark. So we just wanted to establish that, yeah, it's getting to be that time of year. Temperatures certainly indicate it. It is 18 degrees right now in Merrill. There's a lot of 19s out there. Hayward's at 19 degrees right now. In the Chippewa Valley, it's 25 as well in Wausau and in Wisconsin Rapids. La Crosse is at 32 right now. Richland Center, 27. And it's 30 degrees in Oshkosh. Also coming up on the program today, we will be talking to an economic support specialist from the Dane County area, somebody who's right on the front lines of getting people signed up for, you know, SNAP benefits when they first realize that they need a lifeline in order to avoid eviction and afford groceries and daycare, and they need help. And we'll talk to a guest who helps people understand what it is they're signing up for. And she's going to take you point by point through the verification process, because there continues to be this talking point that somehow the welfare rolls are filled with people who are there for 10 years, living a life of leisure with 3 cell phones, and they go on vacations. And I can tell you, as somebody who grew up in a family, you know, on food stamps, nothing could be further from the truth, but it sure makes for a convenient talking point. And we're going to hear more about what it is really like when somebody has to go on public assistance for a time until they can get their financial bearings under them once again. So we will have that coming up. But let's first turn to a little bit of sports. There was nothing that was happening last night, but I wanted to make sure I didn't forget to preview some of what's coming up across the Civic Media Radio Network here. Of course, come Friday, tomorrow, we've got more high school football playoffs. And so some of our Civic Media stations will be following their hometown teams as they hope to move on. And also tomorrow, the Badger men's basketball team will host Northern Illinois. Coverage will begin at 7 o'clock tomorrow on stations in Wisconsin Rapids, Amory, Richland Center, and up in Ironwood, Michigan. You've got the Badger football team that will host Washington on Saturday. And let's update that time. The actual coverage time is now 1:30 Saturday afternoon. That's different than what we were told originally, but it's 1:30 Saturday afternoon. The pregame begins on several Civic Media stations. And then, of course, normally we tell you to listen to Civic Media for the Packer game on Sunday, but you can't do that because they're playing Monday. Monday Night Football hosting the Philadelphia Eagles at Lambeau Field. Coverage begins at 5 o'clock Monday on several Civic Media stations. Go over to the Civic Media website to learn more. Badger men's hockey will not be on the radio this weekend because of the Badger men's basketball game Friday and then the football game on Saturday. But I will let you know that the 10th ranked Badger men's hockey team, they will be heading to Ann Arbor. They will be taking on second ranked Michigan. The Badgers are again 10th ranked in the nation, Michigan number two in the country, and they will be playing Friday and Saturday evenings. The Badger women's hockey team, the women are off this weekend. The Badger women's volleyball team, 11th ranked in the country, they defeated the Minnesota Gophers last night 3-1 at the Fieldhouse, and they will play at the Fieldhouse again on Sunday afternoon, hosting 18th ranked Indiana. And the Milwaukee Bucks, they are back in action tomorrow at the Fiserv Forum, where they will host the Chicago Bulls. It's 6:16 right now, and let's turn back to news coming out of the state capitol, where legislators held a hearing Wednesday on a bill that represents the latest effort by right-wing politicians to insert themselves into the medical decisions that are being made by women and should be left to women and their doctors. The authors claim that the bill addresses situations where abortions are necessary to save the life of the mother, but the bill goes even further than that to define a fertilized egg as a person. And we've talked about this in the past with Dr. Kristen Lyerly and OBGYN about this bill being an answer in search of a problem. Doctors already work with their patients. They already know all the procedures that need to be done for a healthy pregnancy, and that not every pregnancy is a healthy one. It's not, there's nothing Norman Rockwell about pregnancy. Things happen. Heartbreaking things happen. And sometimes that has to include a procedure that is classified as an abortion, because it is. I don't know how else to put this except to say we need to normalize abortion. It's a part of healthcare. Abortion is healthcare. Now, there are some situations that some people don't like. It's also none of their business. But this notion of micromanaging what is an ectopic pregnancy and what is this procedure and what is that procedure and questioning the motive. If the motive, it says in the bill, you know, is about not intending to kill the fetus, but to save the life of the mother. Well, says who? Seriously. I mean, do we really want politicians doing that kind of micromanagement about healthcare? Maybe we could, instead of trying to do a whole list of medical procedures that you would then always have to update, you know, what's legal, what's not, maybe we could get politicians to finally understand that abortion is a normal part of healthcare needed for a variety of reasons, but none of them being the business of anyone but a woman and her doctor. Come up with one medical procedure that a man can have or seek that politicians can regulate. It doesn't work that way. So let's stop doing that to women, because they go through enough heartache and enough medical crises, and now, since the Dobbs decision, deaths, that maybe it's about time we stop trying to micromanage. There are too many other things in the state capitol our politicians could be working on. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Up North News social media manager Sharita Booker. She's going to tell us about some of the things you could be doing around Wisconsin this weekend with just a little bit of gas. Go on a weekend road trip and go have some fun. From the heart of America's Up North, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is a Thursday morning, so it is time once again to look ahead to the weekend. Up North News' social media manager, Sharita Booker, takes a look at the calendar of events and highlights a few things for us. Hey, Sharita, how are you?
I'm doing good, Pat. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Now, we have established previously, and yes, at this hour of the morning, we're going to be talking about alcoholic beverages here. But we have established you're kind of a tequila girl, right?
Tequila only.
Tequila only. Okay.
Yeah.
And I remember I mentioned the tequila old fashions that we'd have down in the Caribbean.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we're going to see any of these, but the first thing that you're going to highlight for us is essentially an old fashioned, what, tastings or contest? What's it all about?
Yeah. And I like to mention first that I chose this event specifically with you in mind.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yes.
So if you love a good Wisconsin old fashioned like Pat, this one is for you. This Saturday, Eagle Rivers, Eagle Waters Resort is hosting a tasting event dedicated to what many call our state's unofficial cocktail, the Old Fashioned. And local Northwoods bartenders will be going head-to-head in an Old Fashioned competition, each bringing up two recipes of their best work. You'll get to sample, compare, and vote for your favorite. And the tasting runs from 6 to 8 p.m. with People Choice winners announced at 8:30. There'll be plenty of appetizers, music, and time to just relax and mingle. Tickets are $110 and must be purchased online in advance, and you must be 21 and older to attend. And make sure you get your tickets right away because I saw that they were selling out. Even the VIP tickets are sold out right now. So, yeah.
Is this still going to be a lot of fun? I mean, people who maybe aren't old-fashioned drinkers going, wait a minute, there's more than one kind? Oh, yeah, you know, there's bourbon, there's brandy, there's tequila, as I mentioned before. There's sweet, there's sour, and they're all kind of in the same family. But, you know, there is no single way to do it. And you find out what you like best. You know, there's a couple of supper clubs up here, up north that I love the way they make their old fashions. I like the way I make mine at home, which is a little bit different. And then if you ever get an old fashioned that isn't quite right, and in fact, if it tastes more like a Manhattan, ask the bartender where they're from. Pretty good chance they say Minnesota. It's tough to get an old fashioned, you know, done properly outside the state. But I love the idea of a tasting like that. That's pretty cool. So again, Eagle Waters Resort, and where can they go get more information?
They can get more information at eagleriver.org.
eagleriver.org. Okay, sounds good. All right, let's move on to our next event. It's going to be in Milwaukee, and it is it's a sign of the season, a holiday that takes place, you know, right around and shortly after Halloween, right?
Yep. So the organizers of Mexican Fiesta are inviting the community to a two-day Dia de los Muertos celebration Friday and Saturday from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. at their offices on South 20th Street in Milwaukee. This free public event honors loved ones who have passed through music, dance, storytelling, and ceremony. A community altar will be open both days, and you're welcome to bring a photo or small ofrenda to add in remembrance. And an ofrenda is an offering, so bring something like candles, flowers, personal items, food or drink, or other decor. And Friday evening features an ancestral connection ceremony, candlelight and pre-Hispanic dance, and a theatrical performance from Mexico. There's also a paint and sip workshop, but registration is required for that one. On Saturday, you'll find additional performances, a cultural talk on the history of and the meaning of Dia de los Muertos, and the closing candlelight ceremony. More details and workshop registration are available at MexicanFiesta.org.
That is very cool, and just a nice thing to do to remember loved ones who have passed. All right, let's see. What do we got left here? Oh, we're going to the dog park. To the dog park. Well, I guess a dog fair, right?
Yeah. So if you have dogs or you're thinking about getting one, the Wisconsin Dog Fair is coming to the Alliant Energy Center in Madison this Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You'll see live demonstrations in agility, obedience, rally, and confirmation. Plus, you can meet and learn about over 100 different breeds and talk directly with knowledgeable owners and breeders about what fits your lifestyle. If adoption is on your mind, local rescue organizations will also be there. And there are also a vendor market with quality pet products, treats, training tools, accessories, and plenty of unique finds for dog lovers. Admission is $10 for adults, $8 for seniors, $5 for youth, and kids from five and under get in free. And you can get your tickets and more information at wi-dog-fair.com.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that you can get a dog this way and you don't have to be like Tom Brady and clone your dead dog to create a new dog? Really?
Yeah, like let's adopt people.
Right? Instead of cloning dogs, I think there's plenty that are out there for adoption. That's wild. So again, we've got that to attend. Three great ideas. There's over at travelwisconsin.com. Sherita Booker tracks all these four. So we hope we gave you some great weekend events here. Sherita, thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. You too, Pat.
And by the way, getting back to the old-fashioned tasting for just a moment, we have to make sure that Tony gets his vote in. Bourbon is the best old-fashioned. It just is right what he writes there on YouTube. And I can't argue. There's one kind of brandy old-fashioned that I like. What kind of brandy? It's called J. Beauvais, and it's not a commercial. They're not paying me for this. I don't even know where it's made. But I've tried a bunch of other brandies. I have a favorite. But there are several different bourbons that would work perfectly fine. Other people, you know, use Southern Comfort or other kinds of whiskey. There's just all these varieties. So let's turn to old-fashioned expert Parker Olson now and find out what he prefers in an old-fashioned, or shall we say whether he's had an old-fashioned ever, because he's only been legal for like 6 months.
Well, yeah, I have had an old-fashioned before. I'm not a fan of them, to be perfectly honest with you.
See, now that makes sense, because again, it's got the bitters in it. It's got a bit of a bite to it. And one of the things I've noticed about, you know, getting older, the things that I would turn my nose up at before, like blue cheese, actually almost, you go to almost any stinky cheese. There's a whole lot of things where it's like coffee, frankly. There's just the way your taste buds change over time is really noteworthy. So I can get that, you know, I wasn't an old fashioned drinker at your age.
I thought that you were going to like chastise me for this. Wow.
No. Tony will. Tony writes, it just doesn't have that flavorful taste of water that
Parker
prefers. Okay. Coming up next, we've got today's history lesson. What is in today's history lesson? I got one word for you. Cowbell. Thank you for spending some time with us up here as part of your mornings powered by Up North News. We'll have more live from Chippewa Falls after the Midwest Farm Report here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Glenn Frey kicks off today's history lesson.
I like the way sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown.
77 years ago, Glenn Frey was born, passed away in 2016 at the age of 67. He formed the Eagles along with Don Henley, Bernie Ledden, and Randy Meisner. And gone way too soon. Glenn Frey born this day in 1948. This is a big day in electoral history, of course, because it's one of those days that could be an election day and has been over time. So I could rattle through all the people who have won presidential elections on this day, but I'll just mention a couple of election winners and losers. On this day in 2012, Tammy Baldwin won election to the United States Senate for the first time. She also became the first openly gay politician elected to the U.S. Senate. On that same day in 2012, Barack Obama won re-election over Mitt Romney to win a second term. It was a big day for Democrats, for Tammy Baldwin, for Barack Obama. On that same election day in 2012, in the 7th District of Wisconsin, Pat Kreitlow lost his election to Congress to Sean Duffy. So two out of three ain't bad. You take what you can get. All right. All right. Let's go to 1976 now. And the biggest hit from Blue Oyster Cult. It peaked at number 12. Why are we playing a song that only peaked at number 12? Because it's part of culture today, thanks to Saturday Night Live. Hit it. Go on, admit it. You're playing a little cowboy there in your head. You're bobbing your head. That's right. Got to have your little half t-shirt on when you do it as well. Yes, Blue Oyster Cult's Don't Fear the Reaper peaked at number 12 this day in, 1976. That's how far back that song goes. So, okay, if they were number 12, could we at least talk about the number one song that day in 1976? Sure we could, because it was by the Steve Miller Band. We'll be right back. I'll tell you what, while we wait for them to sing a little bit of Rockin' Me, we'll tell you that Sally Field is 79 years old today. Actress Emma Stone is 37. And Saturday Night Live's Bowen Yang turns 35 years old today on this November 6th. Going back 49 years to the number one song by the Steve Miller Band. All right, another birthday today. Composer John Philip Sousa was born this day in 1854, gave us some marches we still hear today, like the Stars and Stripes Forever. This is also the anniversary of the birth of James Naismith in 1861. Now, I know you have the notes in front of you, Parker, but if I would have said James Naismith, would you know your sports trivia and know his claim to fame?
Yeah, I think I would have known that he was, I don't know about the inventor of basketball, but like a core
the
member.
The inventor of basketball. Yeah. And that one, he actually gets the full credit for. You know, a lot of people talk about Abner Doubleday, you know, inventing baseball, but frankly, there were a lot of different people who were working on that game at the time. The game of basketball is directly taken back to James Naismith, who was looking for some kind of a summertime indoor activity and figured out these 13 rules and some peach baskets. Originally, he wanted boxes just nailed to the wall. All the janitor could find at the gym were peach baskets. So that'll
sure.
do.
Okay.
And thus basketball was born. On this day in 1928, a patent was issued to Colonel Jacob Schick for a shaving implement that later became the first electric razor. So that's where Schick comes from. You know, Schick razor blades and things like that. So was Gillette must have been a real person too, because it's always Gillette or Schick, right? And yeah, he was a colonel. Colonel Jacob Schick patented what would become the first electric razor this day in 1928. The number one song 60 years ago today, this week in 1965, was by the Rolling Stones.
Hey, hey, you get off of my cloud. Hey, hey, you get off of my cloud. Hey, hey, you get off of my cloud. Don't hang around, call to the crowd of my cabin.
On this day in 1947 was the debut of NBC's Meet the Press, which is now the longest-running TV show in the United States. This is especially noteworthy here. On this day in 1986, whenever we talk about undocumented immigrants and border security and everything else, it was on this day that in 1986 that President Ronald Reagan signed landmark immigration reform. It was a bill that, along with a lot of other immigration reform, it did a couple of key things. It legalized most undocumented immigrants who'd arrived in the country prior to January 1st of 1982. And then here's the other important part. It altered immigration law by making it illegal to knowingly hire immigrants and establishing financial penalties for companies that employed illegal immigrants. In other words, the whole purpose of bipartisan immigration reform back in 1986 was to put the onus on the employer. And yet, what do we see today? We see secret masked police on the streets of the United States rounding up mothers and fathers and other people trying to make a life for themselves who can't navigate a system that hasn't been fixed since 1986. When if we had stayed with the original intent of the law and simply cracked down on the employers, we might be seeing a better and better reformed immigration system, because business would put the pressure on politicians to fix the problem. But instead, corporations were essentially able to buy their way out of this. They've got enough friends and buddies in Congress that all of the enforcement takes place on folks who are just trying to make a better life for themselves. We actually don't really need comprehensive immigration reform if we would just follow the letter of the law of what exists on the books right now, dating back to this day in 1986. Let's move to 1982, where the number one song was from the film An Officer and a Gentleman. It was done by Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes.
The lift is up where we belong, where the eagles cry on the mountain.
That was one of the movies, that one of Richard Gere's very early movies. It wasn't like his first big one, but he really kind of became known at that point. Deborah Winger in that movie as well. And who knew at that time that Joe Cocker could sing a love song and wasn't just a screaming rock and roller, but he was able to do that with Jennifer Warren this day in 1982. And in 1993, the number one hit was by Mr. Loaf. You know him as Meatloaf. Oh, I would do anything for love, but I won't do
that. No, I won't. This song doesn't give me the vibes of being written by a man named Meatloaf.
Well, no. But it worked for him. Yep. And of course, that was the great Jimmy Steinman who wrote and I believe produced it as well. And the question continues to this day. What were they talking about? What is it that he wouldn't do? He'd do anything for love, but he won't do that. He never quite tells you what he would do or wouldn't do for love. I don't know. Maybe we need to make that our question of the day one of these days.
There you go.
All right. What's on the national day calendar for today?
It is Talk Money Week. And folks, it is a good thing. We have Sean O'Malley coming on later.
Yes, we do. 8:22, Sean will be along. And by the way, Sean, by his own admission, we're kind of flying blind here. We're in new territory in that, you know, we don't get the government data because of the shutdown. So we're relying on data from other sources. But it's still not great. You can hide the official data if you want, but there's still other ways to show how things are working out. And they're working out really good. If you're a really big company, not a small business, and you've got a really big bank account and not a small one. For everybody else, a little dicey. But we're going to talk money with Sean O'Malley about your money in the markets coming up at 8:22 this morning. What else do we have on the calendar?
We've got Dog Film Fest Day, because, Pat, I know we need more dog days on the National Day calendar.
Well, again, that's better than just National Dog Day. At least give us a little something. So
true.
It's Dog Film Fest.
Yes.
Like Air Bud and Benji and
I suppose.
Lassie or,
yeah.
I mean, that kind of films that center on dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. The okay. Buddies films, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Old Yeller. maybe Old Yeller's not the best example of a dog film. Didn't end well for him. But for other dogs, it would work out just fine. All right. I believe this next one's fairly obvious.
Yeah, it's basketball day. We already talked about that. Let's just roll to the next one. It's National Nachos Day.
Nachos Day. Okay. Let's get into that for a second here.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, some people like it very, very basic, and you can probably throw me in that mix. I feel like we're now dumping a garbage can of stuff onto a pile of chips, and like half of the chips are dry because the mountain is so big they don't get any cheese on it. The whole platform of nachos is chips with cheese melted on there. Then you can put the other stuff on, but I've never understood these restaurants that bring in, you know, this thing that is the size of a beaver dam. I wouldn't be surprised if critters crawled out of it. And yeah, it's just a pile of dry chips and then like a pot of chili on top of it or something. So now that I've groused about nachos, maybe, just maybe, somebody would like to write in or text in or call in and give us an example of a place that makes outstanding nachos. Where do you like to have nachos when you're out? Or if you're like us, do you feel like you make the best nachos at home? You make them the way that you want to make them. Here's some cheese, you know, here's some taco meat, here's some lettuce and tomato, and call it good.
I feel like nachos are at the point where people do so much with them. You could open a whole restaurant that's just build your own nachos.
Oh, I totally believe. Yeah, you know, a nacho bar, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Tony, of course, going for the easy one. What kind of chips are those? Nacho chips. Okay, thank you, Tony.
Wow.
Appreciate it
very
much.
Okay.
All right. So we'd like to know what kind of nachos do work. What recipes are the kind that you like, or the restaurants that serve good ones? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And talk it up. Well, we're talking up cheesy nachos. Same goes for cheese curds. That's going to be tomorrow's question of the day. So get ready to put in a plug for your favorites. What else we got on the calendar today?
It is Team Manager Day. If you are, like I was, a manager for a sports team back in high school.
Okay, now we need to redefine manager here. This definition is not the manager.
Not baseball manager.
Like the equivalent of a head coach.
Yeah, no, okay? no, no, no.
Not that kind of manager.
No. Helping with equipment, that kind of stuff. Daily operations. Yeah.
So team grunt. This one's for all the grunts on the team.
I guess you could call me that. Sure. Yes. Yes, Pat.
I mean that lovingly, you know.
It was for the girls team. It wasn't my season.
No. That's what I'm saying is there are a lot of young women who are managers on guy sports and vice versa, and it's very essential.
It is.
Don't let the term is endearing. We need our grunts out there.
It doesn't sound endearing.
That's why we gave it a great name, manager. You're the manager. You're the Craig Council of the team, if it makes you feel better.
I would rather be the Pat Murphy of a team.
As well you should. That's exactly how it is supposed to work. Yes. All right. Still ahead. We've got a busy day ahead yet. Like I mentioned, we're going to be talking about your money in the markets with Sean O'Malley. We're going to be talking to Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer coming up right after the 7 o'clock news. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. It is 6:52 on a Thursday morning, November 6th. Phone lines are 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Open for your input, especially in our question of the day, which is also our newsletter question of the week. Will the economy be better, be worse, or the same a year from now? Why do you think so? We'd love to hear your thoughts on that. You can also use the Civic Media app, not just to call us, but also to text us or to send us a voice note as well. Speaking of which, I have a mailbag that I have to clear out here. Several messages that I didn't get to yesterday, but definitely wanted to pass along the input from some of our friends, like Jim in Brookfield, who wrote yesterday, with all the right-wing knee-jerk reactions to the Mamdani election in New York City, people need to know socialism is not communism, and that the city of Milwaukee elected three different socialist mayors who, over the course of 38 years in the early 20th century, successfully ran the city and completed major infrastructure projects that are still in use today. And I got to admit that last night I used my friend ChatGPT. That's my new friend, my new buddy, and looked for the times when you could refer to communist and socialist as the same thing, and when you couldn't, the difference between state-owned and dictated versus, collectively owned and all that. And you can get really deep in the weeds on all of it. The fact of the matter is none of that describes Zoran Mamdani. Anybody else who describes themselves as a democratic socialist is not the same as socialism. It's really about saying, how about if capitalism is a focus on people, all the people, not just the ones who collect the most money along the way and extract it from all the rest of us? Great discussion that we'll have on another day, but continuing to go through the mailbag here about election results and people still backing Donald Trump. Dave from New Berlin writes in, when President Trump points to Clifford the Big Red Dog and says, that damn dog is blue, without hesitation, his followers respond, yes, sir, he is, sir. Thank you for straightening me out. On cheese curds, John from Oshkosh says on the text line, never met a cheese curd I didn't like. So there's that, which is true. Although I would add again, cheese curds, not the cheese cubes that you bread and deep fry. That's not the same thing. Lennon Madison on the healthcare system in the U.S., he says it borders on the ultimate extortion, literally your money or your life. And that, too, gets us back to the whole thing at the middle of the government shutdown here is that President Trump and congressional Republicans want these big price hikes to kick in because they want to claim the Affordable Care Act doesn't work. The thing is, they say, well, we don't have the money for these tax subsidies. And then they keep proving over and over again, yeah, we actually do. We have all paid our taxes. The money is there. You've just decided to take our tax dollars and give them to billionaires through massive tax cuts. or to propose more drilling for oil and gas and other things that people actually don't want. They want affordable health care. And what Trump and congressional Republicans are trying to do is simply crush you, trying to crush everybody's spirits by not giving in, by inflicting maximum pain because people aren't getting their food assistance. There are air traffic controllers now who aren't showing up for work, not just because they're not getting paid, but because they don't have childcare. They're not getting paid, so they can't pay childcare. So childcare is not an option for them. So they have to stay at home. And Trump and Republicans, they want all this pain so that they'll say, Democrat, you got to cave in. We'll just take the big price hikes for health insurance. We'll grouse about, you know, Obamacare, and, you know, we'll take it out on Republicans next year. No, they won't, because by that time next year, Republicans will have billionaires helping them run all kinds of ads, getting people scared about transgender athletes or something else out there, and try to make you forget all of this pain that they're putting you through. If you're frustrated by what's going on, if you've got a trip coming up and that flight is one of the many that are about to get canceled, you call Derek Van Orden, you call Tom Tiffany, you call Ron Johnson, and you let them know, maybe don't jack up our health insurance prices, maybe at least sit down at the table and negotiate with Democrats. How about that? Also on the text line, Ronnie from Horicon texted in yesterday while Earl Ingram was on, saying, so good to hear from the wonderful Earl. And we do. We talk to him every Wednesday in our 8 o'clock hour. And let's see, one more here, or is there two more? Here it is. these are both for Parker. And the way that you make people feel. Roger in Stevens Point, who says, I was a team statistician for baseball 2 years and basketball for 3 years in high school. I earned 2 varsity letters from the experience. Again, support. Nice. No team does anything without its support staff. This is true. That includes the folks behind the scenes here at Civic Media, behind the scenes at Courier Newsroom, parent company of Up North News. We need every one of them. And yeah, we've all been grunts at one time or another.
Okay.
All right. And then there's Laura from Wisconsin Rapids saying, Parker, making me feel genuinely ancient over here, which I believe had something to do with a movie yesterday that you hadn't seen, where, again, we understand there's a line somewhere where, how have you still not seen that particular movie, whatever it is?
So. Yeah. I am very willing to admit that I am undercultured.
Undercultured.
I am fully aware I have not seen as many of the things that I should have seen. Mm-hmm. And that's on me. You know what? I'll take the bullet for that one.
Yeah, but you know what? You watched something, was it last weekend for us, that you didn't want to watch? It was something a little bit older?
I watched, what was it? One of the James Bond films.
Oh, yeah.
Casino Royale. Whatever. Yeah.
Casino Royale. You did.
Yeah, it was fine. Yeah.
I know. But now, when we start talking about James Bond's films, at least at some point when we talk about Daniel Craig, you can be like, oh yeah, there was Casino Royale. And you no longer have to just go, I didn't see it. Now you can say, I saw it. It was meh.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's perfectly fair. Because then we get to ask the next generational question of, okay, who should the next James Bond be? Who in today's generation of actors, of young actors, would make a great James Bond?
I want an older version of James Bond, and I want it to be you, Pat Crightwell.
Okay, that's the easy way out, because he knows I'm not in training for that, but I guess I could try. State Representative Greta Neubauer, the Assembly Democratic leader, coming up after the news. I'm Pat Crightwell.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.